Dr. Javier, do you stay in clinic? No, Linda Fountain, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Fountain, F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N. Birth date, 1-3-38. Indication, 9-21-24. Patient presents with skin rash. Performs, states that she has had an infestation of fleas. Treated recently, 1 set of lesions of 1 day involving upper forearms and hands. Feels like it's secondary to bites with larva and skin, quote, parentheses. Has been using an eye pack for pain, review of symptoms. Also describes rash to your left preauricular area, slightly paritic today. Past history, has had multiple spinal surgeries, including compression fractures of T11 for the past several years. It states a history of chronic pain, presently on methadone for shingles neuropathy. Has radicular left lower extremity pain from back. Has multiple allergies. Please see list. Brought with her. Social history says she has an IQ of 164. Has worked at different positions. Has a minor in engineering and a master's of psychology. Has also done consulting work for dental practices, work for the airline, companies as a manager, physical exam, general appearance. General appearance, history of chronic pain, skin, multiple papular eruption to forearms, paritic without crusting or erythema or evidence of cellulitis, extremities within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, and nose, and throat within normal limits, neck up without masses, lungs cleared, ossification, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, down murmurs, or gallop, abdomen of soft without getting earlier serious, psychiatric within normal limits, impression, local reaction to flea bites, possible active infection per patient, a history of chronic pain and other medical problems as listed. The sciatica, left lower extremities, that's lower extremity. Patient does not want cortisone injection, was given Medrol dose pack. With Kenalog, to use Kenalog topically, and Elmite ointment given for, Elmite cream given for possible active flea infestation, according to patient. Patient to follow up with her PCP or possible dermatologist. Doesn't have one at this time. She has follow up with her pain doctor that she's regularly and given her methadone. Follow up here. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.